Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. India's positivity rate crosses 20%, the highest in districts in Trivandrum district, Faridabad in Haryana, North Goa, Rohtak also in Haryana and Pune. In Maharashtra, schools reopen today. Delhi cases are down to 5,760, a major dip as Bengaluru cases continue to rise. Our big special from 8:15 tonight, Prashant Kishore, political strategist exclusive to NDTV. He said, well, why did the Congress and his talks break down? The Congress wasn't wrong, skeptical of my loyalty given my background, but adds that I worked for the BJP only as a professional. Ex-Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh says that the Pakistan Prime Minister sent a message to him recommending Navjot Singh Sidhu be taken back in the Punjab cabinet after he was sacked. Sidhu says, I won't respond to a spent force on this claim. Meanwhile, the BJP, Amrinder Singh and Dhinsa alliance is finalized. The BJP gets the most seats. NATO increases forces and fighter jets in Eastern Europe as Russian heavy weaponry is now at the Ukraine border as the Ukraine situation escalates between NATO and Russia. And two ballistic missiles are launched but intercepted over the UAE capital Abu Dhabi. The UAE says the missile launcher was also destroyed by the UAE Air Force. The ballistic missiles were fired from Yemen. And Indian markets continue to tumble. Investors have lost crores. Latest IPO stocks also all hit hard. Zomato, Nykaa, Paytm are all down.